Joined by three wonderful people: Almaz Mudali, who's a climate change activist and award-winning debater from Rudin; Sibusiso Mazomba, who's an oceanography and marine bio student at UCT and actually went to COP with UNICEF to see COP26 and to be involved in an active and meaningful way as a young person who's trying to fight for a better world for the future; and of course Miss Christine Muhigana, who is the UNICEF rep for South Africa. Christine, it's World Children's Day this Saturday, the 20th of November. What are you looking forward to seeing and hoping for the day and the rest of the year?
So we really hope for more of the same of what we're doing with children and young people, particularly on this topic of climate change. We will make sure to talk about what we do as we work with the government of South Africa, okay, other partners, be them NGOs or private sector, to make sure that we continue together to improve access to safe water,
cool,
and opportunities for children and young people to engage in the climate response. So we'll be talking about it. We'll be making sure to put the spotlight on those young people and children who are doing meaningful things to contribute,
yeah,
to mitigating and alleviating the impact of climate change. And I just wanted to say that the credit for getting our young people to Scotland for the COP26 really should go to the government of South Africa and the South African Institute for International Affairs. We're there to support with, you know, how they formulate what they want to contribute, but it's really their voices, their contributions, and the government of South Africa took them along,
okay,
with the support of the South African Institute for International Affairs. So
amazing.
The credit is really theirs.
Well, one of the people who benefited from that is Sibusiso. What are you hoping to see? Because you were at COP26, Sibusiso. What are you hoping to see and maybe do on Children's Day as part of this wonderful climate activism?
I think the important thing for me is to make sure that, you know, every young person finds their entry point into, you know, climate discussions. At its core, the climate crisis is a people crisis.
Okay.
And we're the ones, you know, who are going to live in the world of tomorrow. And it's important that we are part of the decisions that are being taken to, you know, combat the crisis. I went to COP and, you know, what I witnessed was that in most of the times, especially in advocacy and in the negotiation sessions, young people are not present in those sessions, and decisions are being made without us.
Yeah.
That youth lens is still absent in decision making.
Yes.
So it's important that we are occupying these spaces and, you know, are proactive in the decision making process as well, as, you know, custodians of the world of tomorrow.
Absolutely. Well, Sibusiso, Christine, and finally, Almaz, you need to go to class, dude. What class are you skipping? What's going on here?
I took a short break from life sciences.
Oh, nice. I wish I could take short breaks from exams and life sciences to be on the radio to the whole country. Almaz, you spoke so beautifully earlier about maybe like children and young people in one way that's very active, being able to get involved in decision-making, literally voting. Please tell us one more time where people can find that kind of youth climate charter that you were involved in making, where you guys gathered all of these perspectives from young people about what needs to be done with the climate, because I think a lot of people would like to go and see that.
The Youth Climate Action Plan is available on the Youth of SIA website.
Okay.
CBCSA was also part of the Youth Climate Action Plan. So if you'd like to learn more about the Youth Climate Action Plan, I really encourage everybody to follow the Youth of SIA Instagram. I'm sure you'll find lots of useful information over there.
Amazing. Well, Almaz Mudali, Sibusiso Mazomba, and finally Ms. Christine Muhigana of UNICEF, thank you so much for all of your time and the work that you're doing. We can't wait to hear and see more about what unfolds this World Children's Day on Saturday.